Good afternoon, everyone. It is 1:30 p.m., December 4, 2024. I call this special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. Before anything else, would you all join me in pledging our allegiance to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So not a lot of opening comments from me. I will say I feel a little bad. I hoped till the last minute that we could find a way to have a time when Commissioner Fedorchuk could call in. For all these years, she's been a diligent member of the commission and making meetings and everything, but it just seemed like the scheduling, we just couldn't make it work, and there's not a lot. We have a pretty small calendar today. None of these things are her portfolio items, and so we need to move forward. And the other thing I want to point out is this is a special commission meeting, not because of any emergencies, but because we moved the commission meeting, the regular meeting, from 10 o'clock this morning, which conflicted with the governor's budget address, to now. So that is why it's deemed a special meeting. Other than that, I have no other opening comments. Commissioner Haugenhofer, do you?
No, I do not.
Okay. Well, then we'll just dig right into it. There are two items on consent. I move approval of the consent items along with the previous minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
So the first item on the regular agenda, this falls under my portfolio because it's an old case that has taken a long time, and it was my portfolio when it was filed, and so our system kicks it to me. Commissioner, it's your portfolio now. If you would like to make the motion and explain it, you can. If not, I'm prepared to. It is technically in my portfolio, but I don't want to steal a case from you. So you want me to handle it?
Please proceed.
Okay. I move the commission adopt the order and guidance on Integrated Resource Plan and Otter Tail Power Company Integrated Resource Plan biennial filing case number PU-21-380.
Second.
So I'm going to go through some dates here. On September 1st of 2021, Otter Tail filed its 2022 through 2036 Integrated Resource Plan. Then a little over a year later, on October 14th of 2022, they requested that we delay our investigation. A half a year later, March 31st of 2023, Otter Tail filed a supplemental IRP. Then over a half a year later, till we got through all that and everything, on November 20th of 2023, the PSC held an informal hearing. Then on March 1st of this year, CDG Engineers, which is the commission staff's consultant for this proceeding, filed its review report. On September 3rd, CDG Engineers filed an update to its report, and that update is based on discussions with Otter Tail, and together with the original report, I'm going to refer to this multiple times here, we're calling it the investigative report. So then on October 18th, we held another informal hearing. I want to point out the investigative report finds that the least cost plan to meet Otter Tail's North Dakota customers' needs does not include the addition of any generation resources through the year 2030. Kind of a different thing with IRPs here. There's a guidance section of this whole order. And in that guidance, the PSC agrees, or if we approve this order, we are agreeing that the investigative report is complete and aligns with the North Dakota energy policy. And this next part I'm going to read, because it's, I think, such a good quote. I'm not going to rephrase it in my own terms. I'm going to read it. Based upon the investigative report's findings and the record in this proceeding, the commission does not support the addition of new wind or solar generation or battery storage through 2030 on behalf of North Dakota customers, regardless of where they may be sited, including the potential North Dakota solar project Otter Tail disclosed to the commission during the October 18, 2024 informal hearing, unquote. So, to the extent that a change in assumptions or pricing provides opportunities for cost savings to their North Dakota ratepayers, the commission expects Otter Tail to give appropriate notice and opportunity for our consideration of those things. And so the essence of this order is that the commission's investigation into Otter Tail's IRP is complete. And based upon that investigation, the PSC does not support the addition of new generation through 2030. And they'll are to file their next IRP no later than May 15 of 2027.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I'll turn it over to you for the things that are currently in your portfolio.
Okay. Just for the record, Commissioner, I like to share.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I move the commission adopt the order on the consent agreement in Public Service Commission Capital City Construction Incorporated Damage Prevention Enforcement Case Number DM-24-230.
Second.
So on June 10th, the commission received a one-call complaint from CenturyLink alleging a violation by Capital. And Capital did submit a one-call ticket, and things were marked within a fence area. And when Capital started doing their construction, they were repairing a parking lot in Mandan. CenturyLink did mark their facilities, but when Capital started conducting their excavation, they were outside the south property fence line, and they removed a ped or a pedestal. And by doing so, it caused circuits. It took down some of CenturyLink's circuits. And so that alleged CenturyLink to call in this violation. So based upon the investigation, Capital did excavate outside the area. They removed the pedestal, so they are in violation. And in doing so, we came to a consent agreement that they will be assessed a civil penalty of $1,500 with $750 suspended. And as long as there's no further violation within 5 years, they should remit the $750 penalty payable to the North Dakota Public Service Commission within 10 business days. So I support this consent agreement.
We have a motion and a second. Do we have any further discussion?
Just for the record, for people who might be listening but don't have a copy in front of them, the Capital you refer to is Capital City Construction Incorporated, not Capital Electric Cooperative, correct?
That's correct, or the State Capital.
Or the State Capital.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I move the commission adopt the order on consent agreement in Public Service Commission Arrow Rustabout Services Incorporated Damage Prevention Enforcement Case Number DM-24-233.
Second.
Thank you. On June 13th, the commission received a one-call complaint from North Dakota Pipeline Company, Enbridge, alleging a violation by Arrow of North by Arrow for failing to contact the notification center and provide an excavation or location notice before beginning their digging. And this is pretty cut and dry that when Enbridge went there and noticed that they were digging, they stopped, and based upon the investigation, Arrow admitted that there was no evidence of them contacting the North Dakota One Call notification prior to even beginning. They were there for the purpose of repairing a pipeline break that occurred at the Cobra Oil and Gas Corporation tank battery location. In doing so, I mean, you have several contractors that were out there, and it is my understanding that one contractor thought the other contractor was calling to bring forth the notification of the one call ticket, and in response, Arrow did not contact the one call center, so they were in complete violation, and admitted so. And in doing so, Arrow is assessed a civil penalty of $500 with $200 suspended on the condition Arrow commits no further one call violations within the 5 years of the date of this order. And Arrow shall remit the $300 civil penalty payable to the North Dakota Public Service Commission within 10 business days of this order. And I support this consent agreement.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thanks. I move the commission adopt the order in Montana Dakota Utilities Chem Electric Incorporated Lake Isabel Area Dawson, North Dakota Service Area Agreement, case number PU-24-324, and Montana Dakota Utilities Company Chem Electric Cooperative Incorporated Lake Isabel Area Dawson, North Dakota Public Convenience and Necessity, case number PU-24-325.
Second.
On August 28th of 2024, MDU and Chem Electric filed a joint application for approval of the service area agreement to designate service locations to be served by MDU and Chem in the Lake Isabel area near Dawson, North Dakota. In this, we did an issue of notice of opportunity for the consolidated hearing, and no responses were received. And they submitted a good application with a map indicating what areas they agreed upon to serve. And what this shows is that the service area agreement creates a certainty necessary for both applications to plan and operate efficiently within the service area agreement, avoid unreasonable duplication of services, and avoid territorial disputes between MDU and Chem with the respect to the area encompassed in this service area agreement. So I support this order that the electric service area agreement filed jointly by MDU and Chem should be approved. And MDU has issued a certificate of public convenience and necessity authorizing the provisions of the service to the customers in the Lake Isabel area near Dawson, North Dakota.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I think you said it well, but I'm just going to reiterate it so that the company, you know, knows I agree. I guess, you know, a lot of these boundary changes are pretty simple, and I don't say anything. You know, when it's a farmer or rancher out there adding some service and it's right under somebody's line, but someone else would have to go miles, even though it's their territory, and it seems pretty easy. This is an area of potential development. Rather than blowing their money on legal fees and stuff to bring cases and fight about it, they worked together and resolved a settlement where they both can serve efficiently. And so kudos to them for getting it worked out between them.
Yes, and you bring up a good point. This is an area that's being developed, and in working this file, it may lead to other areas that they work out amongst them, like towards the city of Dawson. So, again, kudos to both utilities for working things out.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That ends my portfolio.
Okay. That concludes our whole agenda. I want to make a couple of announcements as far as our schedule coming up here in the real near future. This coming Tuesday, December 10th at 9 o'clock, is a formal hearing up in Watford City for the Grayson Mill Missouri River Crossing Pipeline. That's case PU-24-311. That'll be at the Little Missouri Inn and Suites at 109 9th Avenue Southeast in Watford City. That is a... we're going to be sending a judge up to do that case and some staff. I don't think there'll be any commissioners there, but they will take information that will be reviewed by commissioners, and including public testimony. Then the end of next week on February 13th is a formal hearing on Coyote Creek Mining Company, their revision 13 and renewal number 2 to permit number NACC-1302. It's two cases. The revision and renewal are separate cases, PU-24-244 and RC-24-245. And that also will be heard by a judge. I probably anticipate sitting in on that one as portfolio holder. The following week, we have the whole week set aside for a formal hearing on Otter Tail Power Company's 2023 electric rate increase. That's case number PU-23-342. And, you know, we don't know how long the hearings will take. It could take all week. It could take half a week. There could be a settlement, and it only takes a day. I have no idea how long it'll take, but the whole week is set aside, starting at 8:30 each day. There is an exception built in there, though, on that Wednesday, the 18th, at 10 o'clock, we will stop that formal hearing and move into a regular commission meeting, just like this. That concludes the announcements. We'll stand in recess and take questions from the press if there are any.